Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside. Happy Tuesday, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Happy Tuesday, buddy. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. We're ready for another run. We got Lakers-Celtics.
Yeah.
So all the
what else do we got, though?
Off of those.
What else do we got? What
the
else
Knicks
is coming
winning.
Up now? What else, though? What else is coming up now? What else?
Is it Batman?
What else? Don't, no, stop, stop.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
Syracuse, just so we know. All of these things. All of these.
Are we going to be able to get Buddy Boeheim again?
No, I think we we're asked and answered done with Buddy Boeheim. Now it's Jimmy Boeheim we need. I mean, we got to move through the Boeheims now. Jimmy. When they beat Villanova tonight, we'll get Jimmy Boeheim on. It'll be perfect. And we'll have now talked to Jim Boeheim, Buddy Boeheim, Jimmy Boeheim. Then we got to get Jamie Boeheim. She's got.
We got to get Mom on. Mom's got.
Well, we
got to
get Julie Boeheim. Yes. No, we have to get Julie on. But yeah, that'll be the last two. The last day we will interview all the Boeheims.
Yeah. But Mom's key. Mom's the. Yeah. You know, the key master of this whole thing, of all the stories and the webs and all the bad times, you know, when, say, little Jimmy didn't have his defensive assignments down or little Buddy missed a jump shot.
Well, if we do that, and then we can write our book, Our Lives with the Boeheims. And we just talk about all the interviews, and it's a whole book. And it will sell well in Syracuse. And, you know, Coach K will buy a copy because they're best friends.
But it doesn't have to be very long. That's the beauty of it.
Oh,
right? It could be like a 20-pager, and we get someone to illustrate it. And now we put it as a kid's book, too.
So it's a graphic novel. We'll make it a graphic novel.
Well, you can do that, too. And here they are beating the hell out of each other. And then it's 9 pages of just really graphic, you know, wrestling moves as done by Buddy and Jimmy on each other. And Coach coming in and just watching, saying, hey, mind your footwork. And then we go from there.
Yes, the Jimmy V Classic going on at Madison Square Garden. We just had Texas Tech and Tennessee finish in overtime. So the Syracuse tip gets pushed by like an hour. They're getting set to go. The Knicks are beating the Spurs, but...
Always good tonight, to have a 10:30 tip time, by the way.
It's always great, right? Look, they're college kids. What does it matter? They're up late anyway. I mean, come on. I think in 4 years at Syracuse, I think I went to bed at 10 o'clock only when I passed out because I went to happy hour. And couldn't pace myself.
Did they already have finals, or is that coming up? I know back in Northwestern, it's finals.
Let's see. Today is the 7th? No, not finals yet. Not finals. We went all the way to like the 23rd for finals at Syracuse. In fact, one time I really screwed up, and I booked my flight home for Wednesday, and I had a final on Thursday, and I didn't know that. And I had to go to the professor and say, can I please take this test the day before because I booked my flight home?
I booked with the wrong airline. Night. They're going to charge me a bunch of change fees.
And he was nice. He said to me, sure, you could take it. He goes, you're going to do well on it. I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do really well on it. And I think I got like a 70. But he let me do it.
Nowadays, that's like a B.
Yeah, you know.
Solid B.
If I was going to school now, I'd have been like valedictorian. I'd be giving a speech at the end when I graduated.
I see some of the stuff that my kids, here's what the grade scales are. And I'm like, you basically have to be awake to pass.
That's how school should be.
Even that one's kind of nebulous.
That's how school should be. Are you barely awake? Yes, great. Then you're good. You get at least a B. I had a professor my senior year. And this is how, you know, school. Kids, go to school, graduate, okay? Don't follow me. Just listen to my story. I had an English class because I was an English major, and the professor was really cool. He said, listen, I'm going to give you one grade higher if you come to class. If you're a regular in class and you 5% of the classes, one grade higher for coming and participating. We're like, okay, so my first semester, I went and I got an A+. Because I would have had like a B+, but because I went to class, I was like, this is great. And then, of course, second semester with him, I didn't go to class, so I didn't get that extra grade. I'm like, all I had to do was show up and sit there. All you do is sit there. No, I can't do that. I can't even do that. Like, you know what? I came. That's fine. And the thing is, I showed up at the end for the final. Like, I barely, you know, I came on and off when we had to turn stuff in and everything. And he looks at me and he gives me like this shake of the head, like, you were so good. You came to class the entire last semester and now I barely saw you. He was really disappointed in me. I felt very sheepish when that happened.
Well, when you get called out like that, I mean, look, yeah. You got to keep people honest.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be part of the class. You failed in that objective. Any kind of input you may have given, like you do every night here, great sports talk and sometimes some alternate theories of reality. But the fact is that you show up. And that's all he was looking for there. Maybe you would have sparked a great debate. Maybe you would have sparked one of your classmates onto some kind of greatness. Maybe you would have gotten him off his ass during the semester. I don't know. But obviously he expressed his disappointment that spark was missing from a young Jason Mason.
It was difficult. It was, I tell you. I could have got, because all I had to do if I did that, I would have graduated with an over 3 GPA. And I'd been so excited because I really wanted to graduate over 3. And I graduated like a 2.96, and I'm like, really? You couldn't find 0.4 of a point to give me so I could graduate with a 3? As you can see, I'm over it, you know, after all these years.
Yeah, I said succeed and proceed. give me my diploma, and then eventually I went back and got another one. And that one I did really well. But
oh, good. Know. Congratulations. See, you like school more. I was good at school, and then I was done with school. That was my whole thing. I had a sprinter's mentality. Hey, this is great. Now I'm done. I'm finished. I'm done. I don't want to go.
Yeah, no, the MBA program, that's where I excelled. Why? Because we were arguing about real-world stuff.
I would say NBA. Let's talk about the NBA. No, MBA. Oh, no, I don't want that. I want to talk about the NBA. Oh, all right, that's where it is.
Marketing and sales and management. Now, I know a lot about management, so let's go.
Speaking of the NBA, I mean, tonight, per producer Justin Frostberg, tonight is the floating Frank Vogel hot seat meter night. Because
how about
that? Overnight, it's gone from, boy, the Lakers are struggling, and I don't know if they can get it together, too. Frank Vogel could get fired any day. Like, it just jumped to that. Frank Vogel could get fired. The guy won a title a year and a half ago, and now things are not working. And let's face it, I've told you there are certain things the Lakers could be doing, letting Russell Westbrook be Russell Westbrook. They're not. But now, the Frank Vogel hot seat meter is running really hot. And the thing is, if you think, oh, it's too early, can you blame Frank Vogel? These are not his players. These are LeBron's guys he wanted. I will agree with all of that with you. But who is the GM of the team? It's LeBron James. Okay, so the first thing that's going to happen is a new head coach is going to come in, because that's how it's going to go. Then after that, we can get to some player situations and maybe Russell Westbrook's not working and moving on from there. But no, clearly, he will be the first guy to fall, because Frank Vogel, the team is not playing well, and they don't look like they're any way close to getting it done. And Vogel's kind of turning into Dave Roberts, in that every rotational move he makes gets dissected and thrown out on social media, and all of his game strategy is now being broken down out in the open. Like, anytime the Dodgers do something, Dave Roberts, why is he bringing in this pitcher? And Dave Roberts gets ripped mercilessly. And it happens that some coaches, it just happens that way. Matt Nagy, it happens to many coaches, we see it. But now you're seeing it with Frank Vogel, where Vogel's rotations, it's like Dave Roberts in the bullpen. So if you think Frank Vogel's not in the hot seat, oh no, that's a really hot seat, because the first thing they're going to do is change the coach, and then they will change the players. But make no mistake, the Lakers will make moves, because they're not just going to give away the end of LeBron James's prime, which may be the rest of this year and one more year when he's in and out of the lineup. Because that's what you're looking at with LeBron James. The reality to his NBA career, being a star, it may be the rest of this year and one more year when he's in and out of the lineup, because clearly he's has trouble staying healthy. He's not quite the same guy dynamically. And while he can still do it from time to time, you can see he's not the player he was. But he's still good enough if you surround it with enough talent. And this is why there's so much criticism for Anthony Davis. You could be better, and AD could be better, but he's not. He's happy being the guy he is, kind of like Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom was happy being the guy he was. AD's happy being the guy he was. But there's going to be change, because the Lakers aren't going to sit here and suck for the next couple of months. There will be something, and Frank Vogel will be first. So the floating Frank Vogel hot seat meter will start at zero, because, you know, the game is just getting underway right now. Mm-hmm. It's 2-2. All right. right? Boston, LA. So the meter's at zero. The floating Frank Vogel hot seat meter we will give you on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being he could be fired right after the game, and 0 being he's going to stay for a while. So right now, the Frank Vogel hot seat meter is right around 0 or 1 tonight. We're just getting the game started.
I kind of dig this, but don't you wish that you still had Jason Kidd lurking behind Frank Vogel?
Yeah, that would be fun. Like
wouldn't
him
that
with
be
like
better?
Yeah, like if he had a clipboard and was always like every time Vogel would do something, you'd see Jason Kidd behind him just shaking his head and making crossouts on a piece of paper. Yeah, no, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. I don't want any of that.
Yeah, I think on the plus side, I mean, if Vogel were to go, I guess Fizdale takes over.
Oh, sure.
That's good.
Sure. Sure.
So that's good for business.
Well, Phil's name, Phil Jackson's name is going to pop up at some point. We're going to call Phil. Hey, I'm going to coach the home games only and send somebody else to coach the away games.
I wouldn't fault that strategy. Why not?
or what we really want. You tell me what we really want.
Well, I wanted the video board and the moving robot on the sideline and Phil from wherever he is in New Mexico. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, first I would want the robot that can make the threes. You know, that we've seen, you know, last few months. I want the robot. But tell me you don't want LeBron James player coach. How much fun would that be? Player coach LeBron James. Player coach / GM LeBron James. Tell me you don't want that.
I don't think they can do it. I think there's an NBA rule whereby you can't.
There's no such rule for LeBron James.
Well,
That's
true. There may be an exemption available there. Yeah, we know he runs the show, right? He goes in and picks the groceries. As much as you want to look at Pelinka and you want to look at, you know, what Frank Vogel's done, you know, it's clear everything goes through LeBron. We talked about at length the number of injuries, and they've piled up. Forget about the weirdness with the negative, the false positive test and return and fighting with the league a little bit on that. But when we look at where this rotation is defensively, they're atrocious. And we thought they would be struggling, but that potentially you'd have that opportunity where, all right, for a few minutes, they'd be good enough to win you games. No, they're not going to win games based on that. And even when the young guys get back, because, you know, you hear this guy, or even some of the veterans, right? Bradley's going to have a rotation, you know, he's going to take 16 minutes and that's going to solve. It's going to solve what? It's like he's been around forever. So, and LeBron on the career as a whole, you know, whether it's 2 years or 3 years and changing his style. And this goes back to what we talked about with bringing in Russell Westbrook. Where's the more likely and easier transition? Taking Westbrook off the ball and having him kind of float, or working LeBron and getting him into that Michael Jordan phase of his career where he's working a little bit on the low post more frequently? So I think the latter seems to make the more sense if you can get everybody involved to buy in. And then you've got the whole Bronny James, because LeBron addressed that yesterday, right? Okay, I want to play as long. So that's not even guaranteeing, you know. Well, I guess the fix could be in, as some would always want. Yeah, look, they fixed it, so Bronny James became a Laker. But the reality is that means LeBron's probably playing in another uniform. When that happens, right?
Yeah, that's when he's going to be a Nick. Yes, that's when he'll be a Nick.
Just what you need.
Yes. Kemba Walker for LeBron James. That trade will happen. Just watch. That'll happen. Kemba for LeBron. Let's do it. Twitter it out.
Salaries probably match, don't they, based on the way the contract you gave Kemba?
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't give him that much money. We only gave him $18 million.
It was a joke, buddy. It was a joke.
We didn't give Kemba.
It was a swipe at the Knicks.
Yeah. No, the Kemba Walker era is over. Okay. It's over, Johnny. It's over. And it could be over for Frank Vogel sooner rather than later, because that's just how it's going to go with the Lakers. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. You want more energy, strength, and focus to be the best at what you do? Then it's time for M-Drive, the supplement for driven men who want to get better as they age. M-Drive supports your body's natural testosterone production to boost energy, strength, and focus. Find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop, or visit mdriveformen.com to get free shipping and a 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. That's mdriveformen.com. Syracuse.com. Well, coming up next, we'll keep you updated on all the big games, of course, so far. Syracuse-Villanova, 14-14. The Frank Vogel hot seat meter is now up to 3.5 as Boston leads the Lakers by 6. So we'll keep you posted on all of these things. But coming up next, so many quarterbacks getting so much criticism this year, and one guy who has stunk as bad as anybody has been left off of that. Well, no longer, because we're going to tell you about one guy who's been really, really bad, but nobody wants to admit it. That's coming up next right here. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yo!
College basketball right now. We are nearing the end of overtime between Temple and Vanderbilt. Why do I mention this? Because Scottie Pippen Jr. sent this game to overtime with a 3 at the buzzer for Vanderbilt. He's got 16 points on the night, and already I am seeing this, Mike Harmon. This is the next Scottie Pippen frontal attack is going to be, my kid's better than any of your kids. Let's talk about legacy. Let's talk about who can win. My kid's better than Bronny. My kid's better. Anybody else anybody had? My kid is better. My kid is better. You know that's coming soon.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Because, you know, you had Jeffrey Jordan, who was arrested on a aggravated assault charge back in September against a healthcare professional. So you got that going. So he starts, you know, checking boxes saying, look, my guy's on the court. Where's yours?
You know Scotty's going to run that. You know what's going to happen. He's waiting going, they're going to call me for an interview tomorrow if we win. Come on, Scotty, hit this. They're going to call me tomorrow for an interview. I'll be on some kind of show just lighting people on fire tomorrow if you can win this game. Ah, screw it. You send it to overtime. It's good enough. Call me. I'm ready to do interviews. I got bourbon I'm selling. I'll say whatever the hell I want to. I got a book. Just call me. I'll make up stories. Just put me on the radio.
And the little lower third says, Scottie Pippen with quotes, I'm the better dad.
Scottie Pippen, greatest guy in the world. And that'd be the font for him.
Oh, boy.
Scottie
Pippen.
Next
level still.
He's great. Just ask him. That would be another good font.
Well, I mean, sometimes you gotta trumpet yourself a bit. But when you've been named to the NBA... All you know, top 50 of all time, and there's all sorts of memorabilia, lithographs, and specials to point that out. I think at some point you just say, all right, the rest of it's noise, and just let it go.
Scottie Pippen, and then just a link to buy the bourbon, where you can actually press your television set and get the link, and it would come up, and you can buy it.
I just always want someone, when they've got him on set, to just show him a side-by-side comparison. Look, you made more money on the court. You did fine, even with that disastrous contract that you signed because you wanted your security. It still worked out in the end. It's okay.
Doesn't matter. Scott, he's going to beef with everybody, and he's going to use everything he can. He's going to beef. It's going to be beef. Then he's going to sell Beef Eater gin. Then it's going to be more bourbon. Oh, it's going to be all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a frontal assault of Scottie Pippen selling you things and doing interviews for the next 10 years.
I remember meeting him when he had a kid's book out. That was
he
good.
Wrote a kid's book, Scottie Pippen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Was the kid's book when you're friends with another kid and that kid thinks he's the best kid and you know in your heart you're really the best kid, don't be afraid to tell people that. Raise your hand. Tell your teachers. Tell your friends. Say, I'm better than that kid even though that kid gets higher grades than I do. I'm better than he is.
All the way back in April of 1997, it was called Reach Higher. In his first book for children, I really never looked to see if he... published anymore. Scottie Pippen shares his experience in life and encourages young readers to reach for high goals no matter what their background or what obstacles they face.
Oh, well, that's a good way to tag
that. At that point, he was just a four-time champion.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he was just, yeah, look, anybody can win four, right? Look, anybody. Oh, but now you got to win six. Ah, six. Now that's the thing.
Wait. There was another book that was issued that
you wrote another book?
Called, no. It was somebody named Robert Schnakenberg. Scottie Pippen, Reluctant Superstar.
Scottie Pippen soon will sell bourbon. That's going to be the
time. Hey, man, don't go dissing the guy for selling bourbon.
I'm
okay?
just saying.
Because I'm telling you, if a bourbon manufacturer, look, they were the ones doing the pitch to say, hey, do you want to talk to Scottie Pippen? Okay. Yeah, you got to let him talk about bourbon for 2 or 3 minutes. What are you going to say? No?
Yeah, but is Scotty going to say anything? You're right. Yes, he will say many things.
I can tee him up. He's going to talk about anything. I might not even get the bourbon read in by time it's done.
We want 3 minutes on Scott. You know, and that's the thing. To pull back the curtain here a little bit before we get to the NFL is that there's so many times when famous stars do interviews and you have to and they're plugging something or they're selling a product, whatever it is, and you have to talk to them about that. Like their PR people will tell you, okay, you can have Joe Montana. I'm just saying this never happened, but I'm just saying you can have Joe Montana who will talk football, but you have to ask him about Skechers shape-ups or a new magazine he's in or something. You got to ask him these three things. It's like half the interview is going to be about his sneakers, and it's really difficult to do.
Yeah, you
it's
know what, really though? Tough. A lot of those pitchmen, though, they don't, by the time we get them, I mean, just speaking from our experience, they don't want to talk about the product anymore. So the answers are like one-liners, and they'd rather talk about the grab-ass stuff and former football stuff that we were asking about.
Who did we have on where we did the interview, and they were great, and then we asked them about it at the end, and they said, yeah, I don't care. Look, they just go to the website. You can find it online. Who was it that said that?
Oh, that was good. Yes.
Now they're gonna talk about this for about 3 minutes. I'm going to ask them, okay, what are you doing here? And it's something he goes, you can find it. It's online. It's on. Just find it online somewhere. You can do
so. Ask more questions about the other stuff.
Yeah. All right, great.
That's why I can't wait for Radio Row in whatever combination it is for Super Bowl here in Los Angeles.
I wish I could remember.
We may have
who
the same
that.
Guys, but they ain't going to sound the same as the other interviews you're hearing on the radio.
I
that's
can't
for
think
damn
of
sure.
Who did that? That was so fun. Yeah, just you can find it online. Not even with a website. Here's a website is www.buymystuff.com or, you know, no. You can find it online. I'll just go with the Google search. I'll look it up. It's great.
I kind of dig that about it. By the way, you know, for bourbons and other pitches, contact our sales staff if you're out there and you're looking for a pitch man. I like a good bourbon.
Just you sitting there holding a bourbon with wearing purple shorts and a jaunty hat going, I'm Mike Harmon. And after I give fantasy advice, I like to drink bourbon. Sometimes I like to drink bourbon and then give fantasy advice. Oh, boy, is my stuff crazy.
You're saying it like it's wrong. I don't have to just do that. I could do hot take theater for 3 minutes off a sip of bourbon. I mean, a bourbon drink with Harmon. Shot in a beer with Harmon. I mean, I don't know, whatever it's got to be. Let's
Harmon,
go.
Do I play Hollywood Brown on Sunday? I went to Hollywood 3 weeks ago to go, and I
wait a minute. Why is every guy that's drunk sound like Joe Namath?
Park. Yeah, I just want to kiss you. And I tried to kiss Joe Namath when I went to this bar, and it was no good. Who did you ask me about? I'm a fantasy football guy. What do you want? What do you want?
That would go viral. That'd be good for the bourbon, and it'd be good for me.
I don't know how good it would be. I don't know if people would ask you fantasy advice anymore.
Are you kidding me? They'd want to light it up. They ask questions that included a Bears guy, it would be even better.
Dude, fantasy people are different. They don't want humor. They don't want intelligence. They just want, who am I playing? I don't care. But you're getting me the guy with the most points. I don't care about anything else you have going on. You're getting me that guy. I don't care if you're funny. I don't care if you're classy. I don't care if you're wackadoodle. I don't care. But you got to tell me who I'm going to play, and you better be right. And that's what people want. They don't want entertainment fans. They just want, I want to know, where am I getting my points? You tell me where I'm getting my points. That's people want.
Yeah,
My finger's on the pulse. On the pulse.
Well, I like to add in and inject some humor, some pop culture, because, you know, in the end, it's you're listening, and now that you've asked me a question, you've got somebody to blame. Mm. It's one of the few great things about call-ins when it comes to fantasy football. It's like, all right, now I've now given you the guy to hate. Now, some people reply to that in our industry and really light you up and create problems for themselves, but I don't need to go into length about those here.
877-99 on Fox, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Get ready for the next wave of Scottie Pippen. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, look, we spent a lot of time talking about quarterbacks the last few days. And clearly, look, we got stuff on Lamar Jackson coming up later on tonight. Look, clearly, Zach Wilson's still struggling, though he's looking a little bit better. All the different things, right? And Mac Jones was a big topic on the show last night. Mac Jones is just a guy. You know, Josh Allen incredibly struggling now, and the Bills are an in-the-hunt team now instead of one of the Super Bowl favorites.
You know what, though? He was actually pretty good last night. I had that replaying, and, you know, we watched it in live in living color, and he was betrayed multiple times by Dawson Knox, and he threw a touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs that he catches 99 out of 100. You know what? He dropped that one, and it's all his fault.
He was betrayed and seduced and murdered by the dark side of the Force.
Well, I mean, everybody needed those fantasy points.
A young Jedi named Anakin Skywalker slayed and murdered Josh Allen, and it wasn't his fault last night.
Hey, do you know I bought a couple shares of an unopened Obi-Wan Kenobi figure today?
Wow. Anything for NFT, buddy. You have that going on.
I'm not
on,
even
man.
Kidding. No. It's alternative assets, and it's partial
alternative
shares.
Alternative assets. I love that. That's going to be great when you go to a bank. I need a loan. What do you have? No, I have alternative assets. Oh, yes, give us that. Not money in the bank or credit. No. Alternative
hey,
assets.
They are assets with value, but not in your traditional stocks, bonds, or held in cash. You know, as some folks are still dopey and just leaving them in that savings accounts that earns them a penny every quarter. But anyway, continue.
So one quarterback who has been left out and given a pass this year, and it's time to say you can't give him a pass anymore because he's stunk. He is stunk just as bad as Zach Wilson, and that's Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence may be a bust. Hey, I'm telling you, Zach Wilson may be a bust. Not so you're telling you, oh, we got the right guy. No. For all the positive steps Zach Wilson took on Sunday, he was okay. When he had to throw the ball downfield in the second half, he couldn't. When he was able to throw the ball at the line of scrimmage or 3 yards downfield, the Jets were fine. But when he had to throw the ball downfield, he was inaccurate and he threw a bad pick late in the game. Zach Wilson still stinks, okay? Trevor Lawrence stinks too. And he stinks just as bad. Eventually, you have to flash a little bit if you're going to show that you're a great quarterback in the NFL, or that you can be a great quarterback. It doesn't mean you have to have a great rookie season, but you have to have time where you go, okay, I see why this guy is good. Mac Jones, at least, has had flashes, but Zach Wilson has hardly had any, and Trevor Lawrence hasn't had any. And you have to be able to flash. And this is the biggest thing. When you want to talk about a guy who might be a bust, and he gets all the defense because the Jaguars' offense isn't very good, and it's not. Urban Meyer is in over his head as a head coach, and he is. There's a lot of discrepancy now with how he used James Robinson yesterday in the game. Look, I get it, but here's what gets me all the time. Because I watch a lot of the Jaguars, and you know when I watch them? I watch them in garbage time. Because I want to see, can Trevor Lawrence at least move the team down the field in garbage time? Because that's what hit me with Sam Darnold last year when I knew he wasn't any good. When you can't move the team down the field when you're losing 30-3, you're not a good quarterback. And you're not going to get it done in the National Football League. Because when it's 30-3 in the fourth quarter and the defense isn't blitzing and they're playing back and they're just trying to not allow you with quick strike plays, you should be able to move the ball down the field. There should be games where, hey, we lost 38-17, but I threw for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. Yes, most of those yards were in the fourth quarter when the game was decided, but you need to see that. I don't see that from Trevor Lawrence. I still see a guy, when he's under pressure, he doesn't behave like a future star quarterback will. He struggles. He struggles throwing the football. He's got the most interceptions in the NFL off of off-target throws. All right, think about that. The most interceptions off of bad throws. Not an interception that could be on the receiver. It could be because someone ran a bad route. It could be accounting for a player that wasn't supposed to be there. Most interceptions in the league and his throws are off target. He struggles. He struggles under pressure. He's not someone that's looked comfortable. I thought he was kind of getting it a little bit when they had that Cincinnati, Tennessee, Miami run earlier. I was like, okay, maybe he started, but no, he's not. And now they've regressed, and still they can't. But he gets all kinds of a pass because, well, it's Trevor Lawrence and it's the Jaguars, and we got to start slow. Meanwhile, with the Jets and Zach Wilson, oh, the guy stinks. Oh, he stinks. He's never going to be any good. But with Trevor Lawrence, it's, oh, no, let's give him a pass. No, Trevor Lawrence has not been good. And I wonder how good he's going to be and what his ceiling's going to be as a quarterback in the NFL. He was surrounded by incredible talent at Clemson. And early on in his career, when he was the presumptive number one pick as a freshman, what did I tell you about him? Boy, when your receivers are wide open, yeah, if you have a little bit of talent, you're going to make those throws. And early on, that's what it was. Now, as his career went on, I watched him make throws on the run and throws into tight spaces and really showed me, hey, the confidence he has to make all these plays is great. But when you can pressure him a little bit and you can get him a little bit uncomfortable, he can't throw the football. He's not someone that can find that. And unless he has elite level talent around him, I don't know how good he's going to be. Is he someone that can raise an entire organization? Or is he someone who, hey, if he has great players, he'll be okay? And there's lots of quarterbacks like that. So right now, if you're talking about Zach Wilson being a bust, you have to think Trevor Lawrence may be too, because he has not flashed at all this season. His very first game, hey, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks. All right, great. Hey, you think he might be good? And then he has just dovetailed since then. And I wonder about him. I wonder all of it. Is he in the right system? Does he have the right coach? Everything around him. But in the end, I come back to, when they're getting blown out and they're losing big, he still should be able to put some numbers up, and he can't. And that's a big red flag for me, that in even the worst of quarterbacks, the guys that barely play and get any reps, when they get thrown in the game in the fourth quarter because you're losing by 30 and the starter's out, they move the team down the field, and the Jaguars can't do it. I am really concerned, and Trevor Lawrence, he has stunk so far.
Week one is only multi-touchdown game throwing. He's been shut out 4 of his last 5. Hasn't thrown but for 60% or higher completion rate but once since week 6. That was that win over Miami. And he did it again in week 11 in the blowout loss to San Francisco, where he threw 16 of 25 for 64%, 158 yards, because that's the other part of this. Look, it's a trash bag situation in terms of the talent. Not that they're not great NFL players, i.e. they made it to the NFL, but if we're going to rank receiving units, I mean, at least the Bears have Darnell Mooney. They can't complete any passes, you know, and you're looking at equating to a time where Sid Luckman was at quarterback and they ran the ball 50 times a game to the amount of yardage they're getting per game. But when we look at, I mean, Marvin Jones has had a couple of spots where he's been the player that flashed at times in Detroit, but certainly not the number one. You look at Laviska Shenault, they don't know what he is. Right, 1 week he's an 11-target guy, and then he gets shut out. Not because of great blanket defense, just that they didn't bother to throw to him. So, you know, he's gotten a pass because Jacksonville's NFL Siberia. So there's nobody paying attention. The James Robinson thing is odd, to say the least. And it's just been a dismal season. But there's so many times you're like, all right, they're so overmatched, you're going to look and get some garbage points. Even last week against the Rams, they got something, just throw it up, even if it's wrong, take the interception. Because that's the other thing is, you know, Zach Wilson might have been reckless with the ball at times. Trevor Lawrence has taken no chances at all, and he still has those turnovers that really top heavy, because he had those 7 picks the first 3 weeks of the season. And so I don't know if it's gun-shy or scheming away, but, you know, you've got to at least exhaust it. Go back to the Peyton Manning conversation we had last night, right? With all those interceptions, you know, 28 his rookie year, you at least knew he was going to still keep firing. At this point, what are you playing for those final 5 weeks of the season?
I mean, that really, you have to consider Trevor Lawrence, we have to reevaluate what he might be as a quarterback in the NFL. Because at this point, at least every quarterback who's going to be good shows you a little bit, and he has not. All of those things, struggles under pressure, inaccurate, won't take chances, that's Trevor Lawrence.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Syracuse Villanova headed to halftime. Syracuse with a 3-point lead right now. Meanwhile, the Lakers leading Boston 47-42. So the Frank Vogel hot seat meter now sits at a cool 1-1.5 with the Lakers with the lead midway through the second quarter. Now, there's one team that we talked about in the NFL. I picked them to go to the conference championship game, and they were great the first few weeks, and then they really hit hard times. And I told you last week, this is when the good times start again, because they've figured out the team they need to be to win in the second half of the season. I wasn't feeling great about them, Mike Harmon, but now I feel great about the Rams. I feel even better than
really?
I did before they went through their
because
losing streak.
Because they beat the hell out of the Jaguars?
No.
We just talked about how crappy the Jaguars
are. Oh, they're terrible.
And then
you're rolling
back in and telling me this fixes things?
No, come on.
You might as well take the two of us and nine of our jackass buddies and run them out on the field. We might have been able to get something done.
No, I can't throw the football. I'd have to be like Pennington. I shouldn't say Pennington.
Propose you were going to be the quarterback. Are you kidding me?
I have to be the quarterback because I'm bringing the football. So I
got panda hands. No, we're
still
done.
Throw it farther than you. I mean, not much, but I mean, still.
I highly doubt that.
You'd what? But
I almost cursed at you, calling you a liar.
The Rams, the one thing about the Rams was before they hit their losing streak, it was, hey, they're throwing the football well, they're running the football well, despite the fact that they clearly have deficiencies at running back. They're trying to find people. And they hit their losing streak, and Stafford threw a pick six in every game, and it's pretty simple. Hey, don't throw pick sixes, and maybe you'll win some games. But they have now hit a formula with now going full through their air attack, and they're going to be really tough to defend because now you have seen the last few weeks the Rams' offense kind of change to, hey, we have three wide receivers that teams can't keep up with. They can't keep up with Kupp and Jefferson and Beckham, and Matthew Stafford is finding all of them. That's a big mismatch, right? That's a big to try to find. Do you have three good DBs that you can guard Cooper Kupp wherever he lines, because he lines up all over the field, right? Jefferson's become a big threat, and now suddenly Odell Beckham has become someone who, hey, you're going to put me on the number three DB you have? I'm going to catch the ball, but I'm going to be a little bit of a difference maker, which is what we thought Odell would be. Wouldn't be lighting the world on fire, but he'd be someone who will help open up the offense. And if this is the way the Rams proceed, then now we're going to light it up on you and we're going to throw the football all the time. Hey, those midseason blues are over. You make throwing the football like that the focus, and you throw it a ton, and you put pressure on the other team to keep up and play with you. Suddenly your pass rush gets better. The team is pressured to get more big dynamic plays on you, and everything falls into place. If the Rams become an air raid team, and this is clearly where they need to go to do it, now I'd feel even more confident them getting to the conference championship game.
Okay, I dig your excitement on them. I really thought we were going to go back on the Colts and how we talked about them. We went off them, and then, well, now they've been brilliant and running people over, just like the Patriots did to the Bills. They'd done that 2 weeks prior. The big thing for me is just getting punched in the mouth. Jaguars don't provide that test. And maybe, yes, the bye week, and then you lose to the Packers, and then you come back and beat up on Jacksonville. Yeah, I guess that's at least stop the bleeding. But this game next Monday night, can't wait to break that down live and in living color. That's the game that'll, I think, give us a better idea of where they're at. Because I still don't think the interior toughness on either side exists enough when it comes down to beating good teams. just because the Jaguars showed up. Not all teams are created equal. They still have Arizona, Seattle, who might be on a two-game win streak, then at Minnesota, who knows what they are, at Baltimore, and then San Francisco. Now, the final 5 weeks, some great tests.
Oh, I'm buying the Rams, Mike Harmon. I am so buying the Rams. Am I buying another team that has Super Bowl dreams? That's next, Fox.